Well, hello there. And welcome home. I'm supposed to be, yeah. But I was like, work or snuggling by the fire? Which one sounds better? I thought this was the right choice too. Care to join me? Oh, I will always make room for you. Come here. Here, I'll even share my blankie with you. Yes. So how was your day? Good. Sometimes uneventful can be nice. A little boring, but... yeah, drama-free is always a good thing, right? I'm really glad you're home. Oh, your ears are cold. It's really chilly out there, isn't it? I had to wear tights for my run earlier. I haven't had to bring those out since, gosh, when? April? Yeah. My run? Yeah. Uneventful. No, it did. It did feel good. Not as good as this, though. Yeah. This feels better. Way better. I am not sure there is any better feeling than being here together, in front of the fire, wrapped up in the softest blanket ever, like a big human burrito. Oh, and those luscious lips on mine, yes. We can't forget the kisses. Especially with your lips tasting like you found the leftover Halloween candy. Oh, don't be embarrassed. That chocolate tastes quite yummy, actually. I'm so happy the weather really, really cooled down finally. You love that I have a fire going. Oh, well, it's not like I built it, really. It was more of a flip of the switch. No, you're right. It doesn't quite have the same romantic ring, does it?
Baby, flip the switch.
Regardless, it is absolutely perfect. Smiling? Yeah, I'm happy. It doesn't take a whole lot to make me happy when I'm with you. Yeah? Good to know. You know, I was thinking about the first time we were together. No, not on a date. The first time we were intimate. Do you remember? Well, I hope so. It wasn't all that long ago. But do you remember this blanket was a part of it? Yep. You do remember. Right. I'd fallen off a ladder at work, unbeknownst to you. And yes, because I was stupidly wearing ridiculously high-heeled boots that day. No regrets, though. They are gorgeous and sexy, and I still love them. And I still wear them, just not when there's ladders involved. Anyway, you showed up out of nowhere to bring me a tea. Yeah. And you walked in to find me on the floor. Surrounded by five gorgeous firemen. I'm not sure they were all gorgeous, but I was surrounded by them. I still can't believe that they called to have them come. I mean, I wasn't bleeding anywhere. It was just a fall. I know. It was for the best. And when they told me, they didn't think I was concussed, but they wanted somebody to stay with me to make sure that I wasn't. You stepped up, ever so valiantly, and offered to help. Swooped in, picked me up like this knight in shining armor. I believe the words, "she's with me," came out at that moment. Fast forward to you bringing me here. Placing me on the sofa. Wrapping me up in this very blanket. And yes, flip the switch for the fire. And then, the rest is history. All right. And then I put the moves on you. Yes, I know I did. And again, no regrets about that either. And it was amazing. I'm pretty sure the boots played a part in that too. You can't be mad at the boots completely. Be mad at the ladder, not the boots. I know you have a thing for sexy tall boots. I learned it that night. But even more so, I was thinking about, that was the night I quite literally fell for you. Yeah, I did. And I tried to fight it, but when I went home the next day, I just had that feeling like, this is it. It was almost like something was telling me. It wasn't that I wanted to believe it. I actually didn't want to believe it. I wasn't ready. But, yeah. It was just this voice saying, you found the one. He's the one. And it was just so impactful because it was the last thing I was looking for. The last thing I ever expected to feel because I was all about my work. And I was happy that way. My career, all my travel I had to do. And then came you. And a cup of tea. What? Yeah. And it's exactly why I didn't talk to you for a couple of days. I'm sorry about that. I was freaked out. I remember I texted you a thank you. And even as I was sending it, I was like, this is really rude. Like, this doesn't even begin to express how grateful I was for you. Stupid things we do, huh? Well, lucky for you, I'm such a klutz. Yep, and here we are. Many moons later. Oh, I'm still in bliss, I promise you. And it's all because of you. It really is. Thank you for letting me fall in love with you.